One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey guys, it's George.
It's that good shit.
Who are you?
My name is Devin Newsom.
I'm Mayor Wirtz.
I'm P. Stoops.
Welcome to episode 69 of Second Shot and episode
18?
We don't keep count.
We
Aesop?
Just try our best.
Aesop?
It's Aesop Rax, yeah.
Aesop? I don't.
Aesop Rax?
Aesop Rax.
Aesop Rappies.
I try to say it like that. Aesop Raps, yes.
So this is going to be a different episode than normal. We're basically 69ing ourselves. We got two different podcasts coming up for you. It's going to be basically two episodes, one big episode.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes sense,
yeah.
But...
Our mics are in their mouths, and their mouths are in our mics.
Right, you get to hear him make that same joke in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's as good as the second time as it is the first.
I thought I said it off mic the first time.
You did not.
So hopefully I land it better next time.
So you're going to be hearing...
my dick better.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
That's sexy.
I got in that prison character. I'm real aggressive.
All right, cool. I can't wait to hear prison
Sorry,
raps.
No one knows about the prison character because that was off air.
Yeah.
Some stuff's off air.
So basically what you're hearing right now is what you're in for the rest of the episode, so I'm sorry.
Yes.
So what you're going to hear first is Second Shot episode 69. It's an episode.
I see how it is. That's
don't sell it too hard.
Wow. But it is. It's mixed up. It's a chopped and screwed. If you want to get with the rap thing.
Yes.
And then after that, we're going to be doing an episode of ASAP Raps, ASAP.
As soon as possible.
Yeah. As soon as possible raps, and that's going to be also chopped and screwed a bit. And probably much worse formatted because...
For black listeners, the beats we're choosing from, our voices are not going to be chopped and screwed. George is using that reference entirely wrong.
Apologies.
Good job knowing words.
I apologize to the black community.
Thank you. We get what you meant. We're not stupid. We're black people.
I've seen Friday. Give me a break. All right, let's not delay this any further.
I hear people love long intros.
People love explanations of intros. It's like when you listen to an intro of a podcast and they go, "There's some technical issues," and you're like, "I'm gonna delete this one."
Or when they start it with an advertisement and you're just like, "15 seconds."
The audience loves when you undervalue them and realize they can't figure it out for themselves.
Yep, exactly.
Vote for Beto O'Rourke.
Bill O'Rourke?
Okay, bye.
Beto. The election already happened. He lost.
Beto, vote for him.
Bye.
It is time for Second Shot with George Dunn and Devin Newsom. Second Shot. 2.5 shots.
Suitcases, folks. Hello, welcome to the Second Shot podcast. My name is Mayor Wirtz, and with me today is none other than P. Stoops. How are you doing, good sir?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
That's cool.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. We're just hosting Second Shot now. We now own a new podcast.
We commandeered it.
Yeah, we commandeered it with force. And I have to say that we already have a soundboard, and I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Welcome to Rover's Morning Glory. It's going to be great. Look at the size of those creamers. Anyway. I think we have been bamboozled. We now have a soundboard, apparently. How are you? How are things?
Things are good. My brain has shut down and I've forgotten how podcasts go because it's been a minute, but we took over this one.
I want to tell you about my new favorite Fast and the Furious film called Fast 7. Have you seen Fast 7 yet?
I haven't. I've only gotten to Fast 5.
That's a real shame. I'm also a really big fan of horror films as of late. Did you see the new horror? Did you see the new Halloween movie?
I saw the new...
getting shot while doing a podcast. I'm just avoiding shots.
I saw the new horror film. I like the new horror film.
You like the new horror film?
The new horror film is really good.
Big horror fan. I think we should introduce our guest because I feel like that's how good podcast hosts should do, correct?
Well, can we ramp it up a little bit?
Let's ramp it up.
Slide into this intro.
Slide to the left. Woo!
We took over Second Shot.
Because, that's right.
Because it's episode 69.
Bruh.
I was waiting for the air horn, but no, you gave me a bra. Okay. It is episode 69.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bruh. So.
Nice. Bruh. It's going to be a whole episode. I can fly. I can't even tell if bad. You, did you program those yourself?
No, it's just a random thing.
Oh, okay. So did you pay money for that?
No.
Oh, okay, no. Good. That's
I
want to
say I did not know he was going to do that.
We did not introduce any of you yet, okay?
So, because it's episode 69.
It's your show.
Our microphones are going in someone else's mouth, and their microphones are going in ours.
So many mouths. Anyways, we have... the longest clap I've ever heard in my whole entire life. We have George Dunn and Devin Newsom with us.
Oh, hi.
The Second
Hello.
Shot Podcast. How are
His
you, gentlemen?
Name is John C.
I gotta unplug. This is gonna be terrible.
I wasn't gonna do it, and then I saw John Cena.
I'm taking.
You know what I like is really how listenable I'm sure all of this has been up till now. So
really good.
Yeah.
I am taking away everyone's beers. you have to earn them back.
Oh, I'm half a beer drunk though.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm getting wild.
I can tell your
and
your
I'm feeling like
red.
I'm going to maybe take off my pants, but how do I put them back
on? Oh, that is
on
today's topic, folks.
Kyle, I love that you're an OG fan that you go to the suitcases. Well, you're middle. You're like a silver age.
I'm a listener.
Oh, I know.
I've been listening since day one.
But you don't have the man with the plan, the George Dunn man.
Well, I'm just not good
the
at
Kyle
talking
with the style,
fast.
The George Kyle Wild.
Crocodile, yeah.
I like suitcases better.
I think suitcases is my favorite.
Man with the plan with the
George
Dunn
man. It's hard to say, and I don't like saying it.
And you can't say that as Kyle Wirtz.
No, it does not work. Are you just dox me? I am Mayor Wirtz, thank you very much.
Oh shit.
Sorry, Mayor.
It's like fucking 4chan over here.
I know, it's 4chan. You guys are going to dox the shit out of me.
And
anyways.
You're probably going to send the Secret Service to fucking kill me now.
No, it's fine. We'll just kidnap you slowly. It's okay. It's okay.
We're going to SWAT you
George,
later.
We're going to SWAT
you. Is that
you.
A thing kids are still doing
George,
today?
Bleep
like
it
the
out.
Colin Farrell movie?
Bleep it out on
yeah.
the soundboard.
No, that's Phone Booth, idiot.
Oh, right. No, oh, the Kiefer Sutherland
No, that's
movie.
Doctor Who.
Damn it. All right, so we are talking about a subject today that is near and dear to my heart. It is...
It's kind of closer to your crotch.
Yeah, well, that's also could be where my heart is. I don't know how anatomy works. Folks, how do you put on your pants?
Me?
Yeah. George, how do you put on your pants?
Well,
George?
I was going
to... First time caller. Long time listener.
Well, I was going to save this, but... I'm on your side, Kyle.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I always keep my belt. I keep my belt on my pants.
Yeah.
I slide them up, buckle it in. Well, how
wait,
do you-
hold up. No. I don't think that they're... All right, so to get everybody on board, and
yes.
listeners and everything, what we're talking about is Kyle's completely psychopathic behavior of putting his belt on his pants before his pants are on.
Correct.
Now, what you just said is that you keep your belt on your pants.
Right.
I keep my belt on my pants, too. But when there's a pair
saying.
Of pants
right.
with no belt on it.
Correct. Yes. That is insane. That is That is more work than it's worth.
I knew there was no way there wasn't two psychopaths in this room. I knew that you misunderstood because
we don't like being called psychopaths.
Yeah, I'm a person just like everyone else. Devin, what is your stance on this?
Well, I am a man who thinks with my brain and not my dick heart.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
And you don't fucking keep your belt on your pants.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
How many belts do you have?
I have like three different belts. How many belts do you guys have?
So you only have three pairs of pants?
You don't even
keep
your belt on your pants? Like if you're going to be wearing the same pants the next day, you don't like just keep your belt on?
Well, yeah.
I only do that with one pair, with one belt that I have.
That's different.
Because it's a cloth belt. So if it folds the other way, because when you fold up the pants...
Right.
Yeah, I fold them with a belt.
Well, you fold
there.
Your pants. See, that's where you and I differ already.
I fold my pants as well. I'll go the whole enchilada.
But I don't do that with like a leather belt because then if you're folding a leather belt, you're going to get like really weird ridges in it and stuff. Yeah.
But also,
I mean,
like,
how expensive are your belts that you're
$10
complaining about the ridges?
I mean, they're, you know, no, what, like $150, $160? I mean,
that
just
makes
what
sense.
The common man spends on a belt.
The JCPenney.
We got Paul F. Tompkins over here.
Look at Paul F. Tompkins over here.
Hey, I'm Charles.
I don't understand the problem, guys.
Get home from work and you're wearing your work pants.
Yeah.
You want to take your fucking belt off because it feels good. You take your belt off. You unbuckle the snap. You zip down.
Okay.
I'm getting really turned.
I was about to say this is episode 69.
Stick
so
a penis
slower.
Through the underwear. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I guess here's my next question.
Unbutton the underwear button.
Is it through the fence, over the fence, or underground?
It's all three, baby.
It's all three. Just depends on mood.
It's all
my
holes.
Dick goes through the hole.
It's all
Where
three
does yours
holes.
Go?
It's all
through the hole.
Dick?
What?
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I was checking levels because I'm sure our fans are real happy right now.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of peeking. I see a lot of peeking in your Adobe audition software.
We're talking about comfortability. This is all in private.
It's all in private. This isn't going out to anyone. Okay. This is just four boys talking into a microphone.
Yeah, you get home from work.
Yeah.
You invite four boys over to talk to a microphone. You take your dick
they,
out.
They all bring
the
alcohol,
hole.
Of course.
They all grip and scream into your toys.
So I just don't understand. Like,
okay, so here's I was thinking about this. I was thinking about you putting on pants the other day.
Okay, go on. Please tell me. tell me how this
it's
is
all
gonna
good
work
podcast
out.
Start.
Yeah,
here's the thing is that
do you have a dream audio button like do. You asshole.
God damn it.
I'm guessing by that lack of eye contact.
Balancing too many things.
Now Kyle's on the other side of soundboards.
Yeah,
on podcasts.
I'm only on the edge of soundboards if they're reasonable.
That good?
God damn it.
Soundboards are a hit.
How about...
Sorry. It's your show, guys. It's your show.
I asked for a dream sequence and I get Benny Hill.
What dreams are your dreams don't...
See, really, you shouldn't encourage him.
All of
I
my
know.
Dreams are about yeah.
We had
sex.
The phone off.
There we go. I found it.
Okay. There we go. You can destroy that phone now. It's fine. It's not worth it. All right. So you were thinking about me putting on pants.
And I think the weird thing about it is I'm imagining in the morning you have your pair of pants.
Hell
and
yeah,
I just
dude.
Imagine you like sit down on the edge of your bed.
Wait. Okay, keep going.
So, okay, so this is how I imagine it all happens, which is, I think, why it's so weird for me.
Okay.
It's a long clip.
Is this the whole song?
This is copyright material.
It's your show.
I know,
care.
It's fine.
We
I don't
give a
shit. I'm out after this. I quit.
So,
they're going to sue you guys.
So, what I imagine happens is that you sit down on the edge of your bed and you just then have to like you're sewing or doing like some knitting or something like that, like putting the belt through the loops, and you just sing to yourself. You're just like, I'm a good boy. This is all good boys put
that is
their
really
belt
good point.
Through the loops. Like I'm that's the thing that gets me is like. The like knitting your belt through your pants, just how does it actually happen?
How does it happen?
Yeah,
well, I take
like okay, so I mean,
have to be a giant like needle, like a belt needle, like a miniature sword he's holding to
and
thread
just,
a belt.
Oh, okay. So first, I take
this is how mother taught me.
I take my pants.
That's exactly what
I take my pants off the hanger. and I take it. I take it off the hanger.
Okay.
I grab the belt and I stand. I don't sit and belt up my pants.
You're a fucking
psychopath. So you're holding your pants before you put them.
So now just
so you've already raised your pants higher than they're ever supposed to go.
No. I have them. I have my pants in my one hand and my belt in my other.
And then you just combine them like it's a fucking Resident Evil
thing. Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah, it's Resident Evil 3. Fuck you. It's fine. So there I am in my dining room just like threading the needle, just like getting ready for my day. And that's me time. That's me time. Okay, I listen to a podcast. I think about what I'm going to do for the day. And I thread it. And it's perfect every time. Because, I mean, okay, let's be honest. How many times have you guys put on pants and then put on your belt and then miss a couple belt loops?
Who cares?
Happens.
Never.
I care.
Never, because I learned how to put...
And that's bullshit, because it happens.
No, I missed them all the time, but it's like the back one, so it doesn't even fucking matter.
Yeah, that's weird. So you're like, you're walking around and you're like, your pants are...
You know what else is weird is holding your pants and threading belts through them. Like,
wait, honestly, so now you think Kyle's weird too?
Keeping your belt on is one thing. I was ill-informed as to what the topic at hand was. I am not on Kyle's side anymore.
Okay, so I have what, like, probably six?
Let's count them.
I have five. I have five loops on these pants.
I've really never counted belt
loops. I know, I don't think this
is
the first time I've ever counted.
Do we all have to take our pants off and try
I have
those?
Basically, like, kind of two towards the side. Well, like, two kind of...
Yeah, where's the soundboard?
My phone keeps locking.
Oh, that's so weird. What were you saying, Stoops? I'm sorry for interrupting you about your wrong opinion. We are getting sued.
So I have five loops, and I know that, like, you have to put it in that first one. Like, there's no way to miss that.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to jump from the first one to the one all the way in the back. So it's obvious there's another one there as well. And then it's just a mirror of the other side. I honestly have not missed a belt loop, and this is a weird brag.
Yeah, weird flex, but okay.
But, like... I think I was probably in grade school the last time that I missed a belt loop. It's not that difficult.
I know it's not difficult.
I appreciate the studio audience for agreeing with me.
It's really not that hard. It's five loops.
I never said it was hard.
I think it's easier.
Is yours five as well?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
I think there's
like an average of like, yeah, there's probably about
five
three
and
on
a half.
Each side.
Do you think
yeah.
it's like
two on each side?
Five and a half is probably the average.
Five and a half is the average.
Do you think it's like a pentagram, like a five-pointed star?
Oh, shit, it's the Illuminati.
So like Satan is going like right into our middle?
Yes.
Oh, that's why my crotch wants to do all those bad things.
Right into our dick chakras.
Yeah.
69. Nice.
That's why I got so many pimples on my dick.
Just because you don't take showers.
Yeah, you should probably shower more. It's important.
I don't like them. Can I give a bath?
I just don't. I just don't.
Your own voice too. Yeah.
Like I understand it takes the same amount of time to do it, but like, why not? You never miss a belt loop.
Here's the thing: is I don't think it takes the same amount of time.
Like, do you tie your shoes before you put your shoes on?
No, my shoes are normally tied though.
I mean, that would, although I'm not going to agree with that, simile, because that would be the equivalent of closing the belt loop on your pants before putting them on.
Do you put your glasses on before you open your eyes?
Sometimes.
No.
No, I have to open my eyes to see you.
I have to find
my
glasses.
Are.
Sometimes
yeah.
I like to pretend I'm in a romantic comedy.
I just wanted to gauge your guys' simile game. Your simile game.
What about the metaphors? Knocking over beer cans already.
Knocking over beer cans. Like, no, that's a simile.
Come on.
Damn it. My metaphor
there you go.
Game is
it's
not
all
write
game.
A haiku,
a
Devin.
Game.
Just do a haiku. It's the same
just
thing.
Just do a haiku. I just don't.
Putting pants
high.
On.
Too high for a haiku.
Boom.
Putting pants on. Is it 4-4-5-4?
It's 3-5-3 or 5-7-5.
Big. Take
putting,
your pick.
Put pants on.
Okay.
George. We
okay,
know what, we know
belt
what,
time.
We know what haikus are. We're good at poetry and rapping. We have a podcast where we rap about shit.
Yeah, well, you guys are.
All right, we'll do a haiku belt rap.
Oh, jeez.
Have you
Please.
Heard our... Wait till you hear our Halloween episode of our podcast. Or is it the Black...
It already came out,
yeah.
So we, I mean...
If yeah, the,
you
goose,
if you
the Goosebumps
heard
ones.
It, we have a really fire rap on there.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we're good at
nice.
Haikus
it's real fire
and rhyming.
Really
we're gonna be touring with Kyle
podcast. So
yeah. You guys want to tour us sometime? We can. You can. But here's the thing: if you guys are gonna tour with me, we have to be all syncopated when it comes to pants. and how you put them on.
Wait, if we
procedure.
All want a what with you?
Tour.
Tour. Oh, tour. You're one of those people.
Can we do like a synchronized dance
you.
Pants? Pants dance?
Maybe that's the next episode.
The pants dance? What is?
Liquid U.
What is Liquid U? Is that like a club?
No, it's like when I say tour and you say tour.
Tour? What's tour. Wrong with tour?
Did I say tour?
Tour.
No, who tour. Says tour?
What's a tour?
Okay, Mr. Heidi Tidy.
Tour.
It's
tour.
A liquid U.
Tour.
It's liquid. A it's a different way of saying
liquid.
It.
The answer is you say it however you need to say it to rhyme in your 16
exactly.
Bars.
Like I'm with
there we go.
I'm with the Ninja Turtles and I'm hanging in the sewer. We're all in a rock band and we're going on tour.
I see how this works. I see how this works. Maybe you should be the rapper sometime. That'd be ideal.
Or like when rappers just make up words.
Like what? I'm gonna need five examples.
Yeah, like
five
super examples. Fast.
Fictional
though.
Rap words.
Yeah, I want fictional raps.
Like I mean,
say unicorn. I swear to God.
Say unicorn.
Say unicorn.
Say unicorn.
Say unicorn.
Say unicorn. You say unicorn's my favorite band, by the way.
Unicorn is my favorite band.
Say unicorn.
Say unicorn.
Say unicorn. I hate this.
Korn is my favorite band, but not unicorn.
Korn is your favorite band?
Korn is my favorite
band. Ooh, this is not audio.
By the way, I'm really glad the subject changed.
They played
bagpipes. I could not think of any rap example.
Do you know eight?
I like how you stayed quiet through all that. You're like, oh, if I just shut the fuck up for a minute,
I'm
going to be
shut
okay.
Up, someone will say unicorn. And I'll be fine.
Do you know H.R. Giger designed his mic stand?
Who
is that?
Unicorns?
Jonathan Davis.
Who's Jonathan Davis?
Who are these people?
H.R. Giger?
I know H.R. Giger. Right. He's the guy who invented the xenomorphs. And
yeah,
alien.
He designed the alien.
He designed them.
He did all the art design.
Yeah.
He also did all the covers for the H.P. Lovecraft books. Rube.
He's all about dicks and wieners and stuff.
Yeah, spiky ones. He's basically the originator of hentai.
Oh, okay.
To put it, bring it to your level.
Oh. I know about the film Alien, damn it.
Have you guys seen this Garfield hentai that's been on circulation?
Oh,
recently,
yes,
by
I
the
have.
Way?
Yeah. No, but I'm deeply interested.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pulling it up
right now. I've seen the one with the big buff Garfield holding a gun.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, my
I've
God.
I've seen this Garfield one that was a huge ass on Garfield. Just said wide load on it.
God, we should just start a Garfield podcast.
Oh,
I'm down.
But
I'm
say,
down.
Stoops and I just downloaded this Garfield go-kart racing game.
Yeah.
Have you gotten a chance to play it yet?
I still can't. For some, you're going to have to come over because it, for some reason, just lags like crazy.
Your computer can't handle Garfield go-kart racing?
It can handle Cuphead and Dirt Rally, but it can't handle Garfield.
We can play Crysis, but we can't play Garfield go-kart.
Look at this shit.
Oh, no. Why do you have this all saved?
Read it. No, it's on Twitter. It's on Twitter.
What are you doing, Garfield? The fuck it look like, bitch?
But I did save it.
Garfield. All right, bitch.
This is great podcasting.
It is.
I will just say that it's Garfield that looks a lot like Rosie O'Donnell.
Garfield,
I
was going to
say. Yeah.
Like early 90s Rosie.
Garfield.
Good Rosie.
Prostituting on the streets.
Okay.
And
so
it's amazing.
Okay.
I don't know why it exists.
And then there's like pictures of like League of Legends characters in here.
it's somebody's Twitter.
Man, Twitter's wild
people,
sometimes.
Well, people will make like fan stuff, but they'll just take like stock photos or stock like things in the background of just like other.
Did you guys
franchises?
See Smooth Yoda today?
What?
Yep, someone
tweeted out. That hurt
I love
me
Smooth
so
Yoda.
Bad. I love him.
Someone
love
tweeted
him.
A picture of Smooth Yoda. It's like
which
Yoda
is what
with
it sounds like?
It
no
is
wrinkles
gross.
Yoda.
It is gross. This is a shiny Yoda. It is so gross.
I've never seen like Yoda's race not wrinkly. So like
it was really
like they've even had other like people of his race in like side stories or whatever.
They're called Yoda Americans. Thank you.
They earn that right.
They're called Yoda
right.
Yoda Americans.
Sorry. All
bunch of swamp monkeys to me.
Is that Smooth Yoda? Oh no. Oh, he's showing shiny.
All these pictures will be in the podcast notes. Otherwise, it's kind of not right.
I want to see a Smooth Yoda Garfield.
Oh, he looks like an egg.
Porn parody.
Do you really though? Let's be honest.
I'm sure about this, Kyle.
A porn parody.
I mean,
A porn parody, meaning it's a parody of what? The time wrinkly Yoda fucked regular Garfield?
Yeah, has there been a Yoda porn that we are not aware of where this is a thing?
It's head fucking, too, because his head is so smooth.
Oh.
Please Garfield. Don't talk about Disney's IP like
Garfield's so loose.
Soon again. Oh.
Disney's acquiring Fox, who owns Garfield, so they are putting this into plans right
Why
now.
Why do you think Garfield hates Mondays? It's a smooth Yoda head fucking day.
Of course. How could I? How could I goddamn
it's when
forget?
Smooth Yoda wears Garfield like a hat.
I mean, you probably can't get the ears in there. Like, it's got, he's got like a fold them. It's not even worth it.
You know, the Garfield mustache ride.
Oh.
I always thought that was a mustache. It's
Yoda's
not.
Ears?
No, wait. Garfield's face, like the yellow stuff on his face.
I mean, it's technically all cats have mustaches except the hairless ones. Right. They just also have full beards, too.
I mean, yeah. It's just always a blonde mustache that he had on his face.
What? Man, your childhood must
He's
been
a
fucking
weird
wild.
Porn star.
Yeah.
It's like reverse Ron Jeremy.
Most people
cool.
don't. Most people don't know. Most people don't
Most
know.
Most people don't know what?
Garfield.
They don't know the five made up words from rap.
Yes.
We haven't
and
forgotten.
Yeah, so I'm normal, guys. That means I'm normal.
Shizzle, bizzle, tizzle, hizzle, fizzle. All right, there we go.
I think fizzle's a real word.
God damn it, that was way
not
too
easy.
Not
the way I used it.
That was way too easy.
All right, that's fine.
But Garfield, guys, Garfield hates Tuesdays.
What?
Even worse than Mondays.
How do? What is your proof and evidence?
Because Tuesdays, Luke Skywalker goes in there and sees his dad.
What? The fuck are you talking about?
Can God, we fuck. Can we edit that part? Or do we keep...
You guys we just throw the whole episode away.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, we have to restart.
I don't understand.
You know, play the theme again. Play the theme again. We're going
to
restart.
Wait,
no,
hold
give
up.
Me a minute.
Now we all just have
I
to
can't
do...
believe you guys don't get a simple Star Wars joke.
It's not a simple Star Wars joke. It's
simple as fuck.
Explain it.
If Garfield is a fucking cave, he's loose.
Hold up, I can't hear Devin over this song.
Yeah, I gotta play it.
Second shot.
What?
Okay.
This is the worst episode ever.
I love it.
I think
it.
I've said that in the last like six episodes.
Please explain how your joke works.
I feel like if you guys are Star Wars fans, the moment I said cave,
oh my god, you're gonna pull
itself.
The fucking Star Wars high road on us now that we yeah. don't get your fucking joke.
I'm not even like
wait,
a fucking,
can you just?
It's not even like a hard Star Wars.
Okay,
fact.
Well, no, just can you just?
Star I'm like, Wars, I'm legitimately. Is that the joke?
All right, Devin, I'll be on your side, but like, can you say the joke one more time so I can maybe I
be
something
is
deliver.
It's a bad joke, I will admit.
Okay,
but the reference is pretty damn easy.
Okay, so it's, why does Garfield hate Tuesdays even more? Because Luke comes in and sees his dad? Was that the...
Yeah. Empire, dude. Come on.
Well, you couldn't have done a soundboard at that fucking point? Okay.
Someone did burp naturally,
I did
though.
Burp.
I know. I was waiting for a Benny Hill theme or
Dagobah,
something.
Dagobah!
I still
damn
don't,
it.
Like...
okay.
I'm...
Gotcha.
They go by? What?
They go by, bye.
As the days go by, still I think by.
Devin, that's what you get.
I hate all of you. I'm going to have... This is going to be our first hate mail on the Second Shot podcast. I thought you guys got off to a great start hosting Second Shot, but
okay.
then you didn't get a simple Star Wars reference.
This is a
and
live
we're gonna
hate
mail? And we're
going
to get hate mail now. Because I'm going to send
so.
It
it's better
to
no
my
mail.
Own email
that
address.
Is true. And you're going to read it next time? It's just to yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. That's, I mean, that's...
I'm going to send myself death threats.
Does that make you feel better at the end of the day?
Yeah, if Trump continues to rule.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
Oh, you're trying to get us on your side with that blue wave shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You lost, Connie.
Labatt blue yeah. wave.
Oh my god.
You guys
god.
Laughed more at that fucking joke. Than
it was
Star
really
Wars.
Good.
That was the that was
I understood all of the references because they were all in front
right
of me.
Yeah, they were right there.
I showed you
the
Smooth Yoda. And Garfield as a prostitute.
This is what I bring to the table of the podcast. I bring pictures on a podcast. God damn it. Folks, I really do think that you guys need to start putting your belt on before you put the pants on.
No.
I'm really, like, try it for a week.
We should have put our metaphorical belt on before we sat down to record this podcast.
No. I honestly think that's is a good
try
idea.
Try for a week.
Just a week.
I just caught that.
No, here's the thing is I don't want to show up an hour late to work every day.
How do you think? What, are you going to fall asleep halfway through?
No, I think it's going to be such a long, tedious process.
It is not a long process.
Have you ever tried putting a belt on like a normal person?
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, so you admit that normal people do it
yeah,
this way.
Yeah, that's fine.
They're called cis belters. Thank you. Yeah. That's the one I get a laugh from. It wasn't even that good.
That was
get hate mail from
that. That was probably
from cisgender people.
Yeah, from myself again.
Oh, gotcha.
Just from Devin. Devin's just sending hate mail out for weeks now.
So Kyle, have you ever met anybody who put their belt on wrong like you?
No. Because
another question that popped in my head earlier today or yesterday.
About me putting on my pants again?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
How does your, and this is going to sound weird.
That's fine.
How does your dad put on his pants?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. Hold on.
Can you call your dad right now?
He's going to be so mad if I... Okay.
Just ask, call your dad, put it on speaker, and ask him, how do you put your pants on?
I don't think he's going to pick up.
How do you put your belt on?
He barely picks up the phone for me.
Well, I get it.
Hold on. I'll call him. How about that? I will call him.
We are calling the former mayor, Wirtz.
This is Guy himself.
Hello?
Hey, Dad, what's going on?
I'm
doing well. Hey, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
So also, I just want to let you know that you are being recorded for a podcast right now, and I'm being called out for something. Can you tell me the way that you put on? Can you tell me the way that you put on your pants in the morning?
I put on my pants in the morning.
Yes.
Sure. Normally, I'm down on the edge of the bed or something like that.
Okay.
Pull the pants out, I put my right foot in, I put my, left foot in, the other pant leg, stand up, give it a little tug, pull up over my butt, buckle the pants, zip it up, and I got pants on.
Wait, what about the belt?
Okay, so when the primary question is, when do you put on your belt?
When I put on my belt, it's already on the pants.
Wait, when?
This is hereditary.
No, but like when...
If they're not on the pants already.
Kyle, if they're not on the... Yeah.
Kyle, do you also jerk off before you put on your pants?
Okay, so our question is, are you putting on the belt way before you put on the pants then?
Yes.
Wow, I guess I learned it from my dad. I'm hotly
we
debating.
We cracked it.
This is Kyle's hereditary.
We are debating the fact that I put on my belt on my pants before I put on my pants, and everyone else seems to think that we are crazy. And quite frankly, we are efficient. We are great.
Kyle, we are on top of our game, dude.
That's right. We are the Elon Musk of putting on pants. I understand
We think it through beforehand.
Donate to a lot of conservative foundations.
Right, Kyle, you give it to a lazy man. He'll find the quickest and easiest way to get it done.
That's correct.
So, that's what it is.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Thank you for having my back. I love you very much.
Love you.
All right.
Bye. Love you, Dad.
So my weird hunch was right. You learned it from your dad.
I had no idea because I once again, when you asked that question, I did not know how to answer that question. So I guess I learned that from Guy.
Wow.
That's so weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
No one else. All right, call your grandpa.
Everyone else
call. Call your grandpa. Call your grandpa.
My grandpa's dead. That's fine. Everyone else call their own dads then. Jesus.
I don't talk to my dad.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
My dad's got better shit to do than be on a podcast.
Oh, okay. My
well, I'm here.
My dad took his time out of his day to answer a phone for his boy to be on this podcast, okay?
You don't need to rub it in that you have a good dad.
My dad doesn't wear pants.
Does he have a good dad? Because look at how he puts on his pants.
That's fair. I mean, you've got a worse dad than me.
That's
he basically created a monster, and I understand that. I had no idea.
Because nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady. I'm chopped liver.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you.
I cannot wait for to hear your guys' podcast.
George loves Eminem.
I can tell. by the glasses and the incel attitude. It's perfect.
It's all my ex-wife's fault.
God damn it, she never knows. So I guess you cracked that mystery.
Yeah, I feel kind of smart right now.
Do you?
A little bit.
I feel,
it doesn't take much.
I still don't feel ashamed. Like, you guys can't make me feel ashamed for this.
No, so, you can do it your own weird way, because it's not like any of us are living with you.
That's true.
Now, if you're driving people away from you,
no,
that are living with
that
you,
that doesn't happen.
Does Ashley make fun of you for this?
I don't think she makes fun of me. I'm pretty sure she's asked questions.
She doesn't make
you
fun
know,
of
you know
me.
You know what it was?
My
she
face.
Says that she makes me cry because she loves me so much.
Yeah, there was this episode of My Brother and Me that came out. Maybe
never heard
like.
Of
yeah, it's what's a podcast.
What's a podcast? I don't listen to podcasts.
That's fine. It's a thing. It's like a radio show, but like in an application form.
How do they put
like an audiobook?
How do they put on pants?
Yeah.
I don't think they wear pants.
No, I think they all have IBS, so not easily.
Well, someone wrote in, right, and said like that their boyfriend was putting on their pants wrong, and basically
and they,
described
and,
how you
and,
do it.
And all of them called them out for it, and I'm like, oh, I finally like felt bad for someone. I'm like, I do this. It's great. I enjoy my endeavor. I don't guys, just gotta try it. That was the idea. I told you guys all in advance about my solution to your lives to make it better, and yet you guys didn't
do it.
I
don't think it's better.
How do you not think it's better?
It's just easier. I feel like when your pants are touching like a large area of your own skin, your senses and your nerves just sense the belt loops better, and your motor skills just work better, and you're just like, just
how
flip
about,
it on.
I'm more
how
of
about
a
this,
visual guy.
Well, on the subject of visual, so you put your belt on your pants.
Yeah, like reloading
okay,
my pants, basically.
Right, so, you've put a black belt on your blue jeans, and then you put on your shirt, and it's a, like, we'll say you're wearing now like a brown shirt.
Okay.
And then you also put on some brown shoes. Now you have to fucking put a different belt on because you committed
you
to that belt color. You're supposed to really just match.
To,
you're supposed to match your
well,
shoes.
Well, at that part, I just feel like I screwed up and I just have to live with it. But then again, I normally don't tuck a lot of my attire into my pants. It's mostly just work attire. So. And I already know what I'm wearing at work most of days, so it's, you know, maybe like one out of 40, 50 that I screw up the pants belt
I will say it's different with those popular pants shorts of our era, of our generation.
The JNCO jeans?
The beach shorts.
Oh, hell yeah,
with
hell yeah, JNCO.
The built-in drawstring?
Well, drawstring is another topic that I wanted to bring up.
Okay, interesting.
The belt with like the two metal rings on
okay.
one side that you have to go up and under and back and pull it.
Okay, yeah.
That's different. I will leave that belt on.
I think that one, sometimes you buy them and the belt is
like
attached to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of
you can still
like
take
a drawstring.
It off, but it comes attached to the.
Yeah,
pants.
Okay. Gotcha.
I've had ones that are sewn on.
Yeah, I've had those as well.
Weird. Play it as it lies. If the belt's there, leave
it
on.
As
it
lies. Okay, I've never heard a golf reference when it comes to pants before, but
all in five.
What about golf pants?
Golf pants? Golf pants often don't have belts attached to them.
My pants are a par five.
Mine are a hole in one.
And it's definitely a dog right.
I'm on the back
right.
2.5.
Goddamn.
Welcome to Dad Talk. Yeah.
I can call my dad again. We can talk about golf. That's fine. It's easy. I just don't.
When I stick my penis through my underwear hole, it's always a hole in one. It's one try. It's one try. Play
well,
George,
that's the end of the
George, play the sex music.
No, don't.
You get nothing, Devin.
And where's the Star Wars music? My
make
j-
better
Yoda
jokes.
Joke would have been way better.
Oh, so you guys hate each other, too, after doing a podcast
less,
for long enough.
Yeah.
All right.
The soundboard is the steroid of podcast, and you didn't use it for me.
You
juice everybody else up. You juice everybody else up but me, George.
Fuck yourself.
I'm going to start a podcast with Stoops.
I love
you
too, buddy.
Why don't you get your own fucking soundboard?
I'm
going
to start a podcast with Stoops, and we're going to put on our belt. The right way.
That's fine. You can have two fucking Garfunkels in your band. Like, I don't care.
Even though I was insulted in that, I still laughed.
Two Garfields in my band.
So, Garfield and Garfunkel is our...
I'm Garfield.
I'm Garfield.
That's cool. I kind of have an Art Garfunkel look, I guess.
Yeah,
Art
just
Garfunkel
a little bit.
And Garfield in, together at last.
And it's just politically incorrect.
Just garfing around.
Do you guys read Garfield comics while Garfunkel
doing anything? No.
Yeah. Just describe what the Garfield comic is.
Just get friends with Jim Davis. He gave us the rights.
Wait, your podcast will be Odie and Oates. Isn't that weird? That's fucking weird.
Paul Simon, if there ever was one, man. Fucking all the way, Paul Simon.
Oh, shit, yeah. It's
yeah,
all
you kind of...
Our podcast
notes.
Is a real bummer.
Well, you know what? You kind of did it with the band Garfunkel Notes, yeah.
Yeah, I was... you know?
You fucked up, Devin.
It's okay.
You fucked up.
It's okay.
That's why you're secondhand to me.
My bad, guys.
And that's why you have to start putting your belt on.
That's why you're the Garfunkel.
Before you put on your pants.
That's why I'm the black guy.
This is a punishment.
That gets the mic stand.
Are the minority. You're the
you guys
the token.
You guys get the table attachments. You guys are all good at rap.
I wouldn't go that far.
Wait, what token reference?
Middle Earth.
Give me 5 token references right now.
Go, ready? We're counting.
Yeah.
Smeagol.
1. Yeah.
Gollum.
That's okay. Cheating, but fine.
All right, cool.
Trixie Little Hobbitses.
Come on. Are you just doing lines of Smeagol?
If your next one's Andy Serkis, I'm flipping this table over.
Riddles. You guys got to figure it out. Not me. Was that 4 or 5?
That was 4.
Was 4. Look at me in the eye and say the last one.
One does not simply tell you all 5 Tolkien references.
Okay.
It's not a reference, that's a like a parody. Different.
Gandalf.
He's like Family Guy. You can't fucking just like
pass.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Pass what?
Fucking Mordor. God damn it. Fellowship of the Ring.
They didn't pass Mordor. They don't pass Mordor. They're trying to get there.
I think they go past Mordor.
We got to turn around.
It was
God
a damn
list.
It went too far.
We were supposed to turn left of the giant spider.
Oh, of course.
Voldemort.
We always forget that. That's Harry Potter, I believe.
I actually believed you for a second. Because that's how much of a grasp I have on both Harry Potter.
Of course,
and Lord
I know fucking Tolkien. You guys don't know the Star Wars references. Don't turn this back around on me.
We are turning it
that's
back.
That's the most
around
animated
you.
You've ever been on this podcast.
I know. I think you're. Do you feel like you're being attacked right now?
No.
Huh. Interesting.
I do a little bit.
Okay. Cool.
Frodo. Bilbo. Shire.
Froyo.
He's always calling people names. He's calling people hobbit names when he gets cornered.
Tom Bombadil. That's my favorite name.
Orcs.
Orcs.
Ents.
CGI
orcs. Orakai.
Wow. I like how this podcast is turning into naming pop
this
culture
name?
Reference.
So, guys, have you ever read Ready Player One? Because,
no.
Like, Ents and, like, orcs.
Ah, oh, cool,
and
dude.
And like StarCraft.
But what if like the Iron Giant were there, and
oh,
then like
dude.
Back to the Future was also there?
What?
Back to the Future is like my favorite character.
Oh my god, like, I love Back to the Future character.
Winter.
I love when they have like Indiana Jones' hat, but it's on like Vin Diesel, and he's just like,
whoa.
"Get away from her, you bitch!" And I was like, "Oh shit,
family."
I love it when they play that.
I love Vin Diesel. I don't
Hell
give
yeah,
a shit.
Dude.
He's great.
XXX4 coming out soon.
That's right. The X Games was a movie. That'd be XXX.
Oh no way. You mean if James Bond were in the X Games?
Yeah, sorry. I misspoke.
Have they done a porn parody of XXX called maybe like XXX, a XXX parody?
I wouldn't see why not.
Until the newest Fast and the Furious movie, the XXX franchise is the only franchise he's in that he's had sex in. It's weird.
Wait, what? Hold
Vin
on.
Diesel's okay. character in all the Fast and Furious movies never had sex on screen.
By the way,
or
everyone,
like had a sex scene.
George's Fast and Furious addiction just went to the creepiest fucking level it's ever been to.
Wait.
Oh, Vin Diesel doesn't fuck in this one.
Return it.
There's
are
a
you
sex
telling,
scene.
Are you telling me in the pacifier Vin Diesel doesn't like bone down?
I said,
how am I supposed to give myself a Fast 5 to this one if Diesel's not?
Mom, return it.
George, is there a fucking Buffalo Bill soundbite on that soundboard?
I wish.
Goodbye, horses.
It rubs the motion.
Goodbye, horses.
Oh, fuck.
rubs the lotion on the Camaro.
But for real, I probably do know a lot of people's sex scenes in movies, honestly.
So you're, a like, weird you're like, a,
what's the best sex scene in a movie?
The best sex scene in a non-porn movie.
Vin Diesel's sex scene in Fate of Furious.
Does he have sex in the Chronicles of Riddick?
He might have like a big orgy thing in the Chronicles.
That's because he paid for it. That's why that makes sense.
Right, but it's a PG-13 one, so like who knows?
Ugh. So it's like the Matrix. Bother? What was that Matrix 2 that they had that weird dance orgy in?
Yeah. Best sex scene for me is McLovin in Superbad.
He has sex in that movie? I don't remember.
I don't remember that at all.
Doesn't he just get period blood on him?
No, that's not McLovin.
No, that was Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't give a shit. That
I was at the party at the end. He
I like that movie.
Laid,
it's a good movie. It doesn't hold up.
No, I'm sure it was like a thing of its time. So
the dick stuff is funny. Though.
Jonah Hill hosted Saturday Night Live, and I know that I'm an old man for bringing it up now twice in a conversation.
Yeah,
Jonah Hill's trying to be all serious now.
He hosted Saturday Night Live. Yeah, because it was the mid-90s
thing.
I didn't know Trent Reznor did
that. Glad I didn't watch it.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's only an EP. It's only like four songs, but like
that's kind of cool. Still
very good. For mid-90s?
Oh, is the movie good?
I haven't seen it.
I heard good reviews on it. I mean, it's an A24 film. It's
friend
very
of the show, John
fail.
Nick, said it was fine.
I've heard mixed reviews.
Friend of what show? Our show?
Well, yes, your show.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's friend of ASAP Raps.
Oh, friend of ASAP. Noted
rapper, John Nix.
Yeah, noted rapper, composer, musician.
You ready to take this out?
I think I have stated my case, and I think I'm very much right, and I don't care.
I think it was a classic case of nurture over nature.
As you heard from Guy himself, like, he is, we do it, you know, the your guys' way is for lazy people, and that's okay. That's all right.
No, he said that your way was for lazy people, and that lazy people would find the easiest way to do things.
That's fine. Either way, I'm happy.
Either way, it's a compliment. That you listened to your dad.
I'm trying to host a podcast thing.
You don't have time for listening while you're interviewing.
It's a whole thing.
George has fired me many times from the podcast, but one thing I've never done is take a personal phone call while I'm on the
job.
You
guys asked me
really
to.
Really unprofessional.
Asked me to take a phone call.
It was a
with
test.
My dad.
It was a test.
Oh, okay.
Mayor.
Oh.
I'm impeaching you.
Must say, he even doxed me at that point. Jesus.
Talk about the red wall.
What?
Coming up against your blue wave. Okay. You're out of here.
Midterms.
Spit take.
I didn't like the words you were saying, but the way you were saying it, I was 100% on board with.
The chutzpah
it's like
behind
everything everybody says about me.
I don't like what you're saying.
Bad words, but great delivery.
That's
just
right.
ASMR.
Georgetown.
Chutzpah?
ASMR. Okay.
Or is it AMSR?
Stop saying that. ASMR. ASMR.
ASMR.
Okay, bye.
Pants by Giles Andre. Illustrated by Nick Sharrett.
That's not what I did.
What are you doing? What is this?
There we go.
Big pants, new pants, blue pants, 1, 2, 3. Rich pants, poor pants, swinging on the door pants. How many more pants can you see? Groovy pants, funky pants, cheeky little monkey pants. Pants you can wear if you're 10 feet tall. Loose pants, tight pants, lighting up at night pants. Black pants, white pants, no pants at all.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey, welcome to ASAP Reps. I'm George Dunn.
I'm Devin Newsom.
Hey, Devin, what happened to the crocodile that walked across the border?
I don't fucking know.
He turned into a boot. Theme song.
Theme song.
Oh no.
ASAP reps and I just got paid and I'm gonna get a computer and get laid.
Plug it. Hit play.
Get paid. Let's go. ASAP reps coming at you with the flows. Mixing record, nipple magazines and tweets. Making solid gold raps over solid gold tweets. Super fast raps coming at you like lever mobs. Damn sex robots doing damn sex jobs. Whisper in your ear because we're digital flirts. ASAP raps with Pete Stoops and Mayor Wirtz.
Oh, shit.
We tried.
Welcome to my show. Okay. Mayor Wirtz is ASAP Raps.
I'm Mayor Newsom, the first black mayor.
And I'm the good Kyle Wirtz, because I've definitely never listened to another podcast.
No one picks Stoops. This is the greatest episode I've ever heard. No one picks Stoops.
No G. Dunn, no D. Newsom. Yeah, but that was fine. Fuck me, I guess.
That's
no,
fine. I'm cool. This is the greatest episode ever.
I'll be
G. Dunn.
I'm always G.
Dunn. I mean, I guess my rap name is D. News, so that's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, but they chose different variations of my name.
Hey, it's their show.
I like politics and government. That's why I picked Kyle.
So hi, Devin.
I mean, Mayor.
Hi, Devin. How are you today?
My name is Mayor.
Hi, Mayor. Hi, Boy Mayor. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Dirk?
I'm wonderful. I'm a bit loopy. I've had two long gunitas.
Too long. You should add short unitas. That was your problem.
I got one. Oh my god.
So we're here to write some raps on our new podcast, ASAP Raps.
Yeah, man. You mean our old podcast that's 16 episodes old? That's classy.
We've already
and
done,
popular.
We've
as
already
fuck.
Done so many raps. Episode one, starting off with my lovely dude penis, was our first hit. Our
yes.
number one hit.
And my poopy pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about the poopy.
Yeah,
pizza.
That was.
And our spooky goosebumps rap.
Yeah,
that was pretty
we
good.
Just have, yeah, just all the hits.
Right.
Everyone has bought our CD. Make sure you look up the ASAP Rap CD. Buy that shit. It's
yes, and the Mayor Dunn.
It's really good.
The Mayor Dunn Boy podcast rap album that is so popular on the internet right now because that's the lucrative part. That's where the money is. Podcast rap.
And there's also video of that I made of Alton Brown eating food played to Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
Oh, I thought it was Willie Nelson.
No,
on the road again.
No, Willie Nelson's buddy. Yeah. Oh, damn.
Well, we are joined today by...
And also I DJ.
Hey, you ever heard of the 90s? Or 80s? I don't know what the tech's from. You got old tech. That's what I was going for.
cool. I'm glad you know so much about me. you like old things?
Yeah, oldie McOlderton.
Well, we are joined today by... Oh, God, this is going to be such a bad episode.
I cannot wait.
I like it.
We are joined today by two rap stars, Mr. Mayor Wirtz and P. Stoops, hosts of the Second Shot podcast.
Hello. Yeah, thank you so much for having us on your podcast. It sounds awesome. I'm a big fan.
We've practiced a lot.
You've practiced a lot.
We tried really hard.
Where do you practice?
In the studio.
Okay. Wow. Legit.
Like a real
These
rapper.
Are legit rappers, Stoops. I just, I did not realize.
It means a lot.
I open for Ice Cube. That's how I practice.
You practice by opening for big rappers? That sounds yeah. exactly right.
I'm very good. I like his Sasquatch song.
Yeah, that
where he just mentions horror movie characters.
I forgot about that song. Oh no, that's a legit thing he did.
Sasquatch,
shit.
Godzilla, King Kong.
No, that's
wrong song.
That's
probably
the wrong song. That's Jay Z. Yeah, that's the thong song by Jay Z. Idiot.
I love Jay Z. So scandalous. He raps about monsters all over us.
Piss.
As you can tell, I'm a legitimate rapper.
I can tell by your demeanor and attitude.
So,
Well, today we're going to be making some raps.
Okay.
And if you can't tell, I'm a rapper. So I wanted to bring you two into the studio to help us out. So I'm going to have you guys shout at us some topics. It's basically like an improv game.
Oh, boy.
So I like pointing at the audience, clapping my hands, pretending I'm happy.
Because everyone really wanted that, like, you know, hip-hop freestyle based off of Zip Zap Zop, you know.
That's, really that's what the world needs, a Zip Zap Zip Zap Zop trap remix. Fuck, I want to make that now.
Zip Zop Trip Chop.
Zip well, D Stoops over here.
You can't understand these bars.
Brought us some beats. Right. So I'm gonna listen
we have
to
some beats.
Yeah, we got some beats.
Wait, are you blaming me for these beats that you're about to?
No, he's
D Stoops.
D Stoops. Okay.
See, he's my little brother M Stoops made these beats.
Yeah, the drummer.
Yeah. From Old Souls.
Very needed to have it there. So this is gonna be the first beat. We're just going to kind of go through them, see if we want to choose one of them, because I haven't actually heard any of these.
No, I like this. I like this concept.
So this is Crazy Dance Final Mix.
And that is the working title.
It's the working title, but it's the final mix.
So many of my favorite songs end in final mix.
Oh, wait. I
love
press
Final Countdown Final Mix.
I'm sorry.
I feel like maybe
it should be Final
this
Final
is
Final
Brown
Mix.
Brown Roach Mix. Because Brown the other Roach. One I just pressed just started downloading.
Oh, okay.
I feel like maybe I should have asked M. Stoops if I could have used these.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea.
I don't give a shit. They're pretty good, though.
It's like we're in a parlor. Is this Streetlight Manifesto? Do you guys just lied?
I'm actually going to see them in like a week.
Oh, really? Are they at the Agora? I'm not surprised by that.
Okay, once it gets going.
Yeah, it's kind of different.
Like,
it's weird.
It's got kind of that, like, late 90s, early 2000s, yeah. Really, like...
slightly off-tuny jazz.
Very very much something that you would hear at Lava Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
If you wanted, like, a real local reference. There we go. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, lava. Feel that hot lava.
All right, well, that was that one. That was Brown Roach. This is Brazilian Blend Mix. It's ethnic. I'm a rapper.
Blah, blah, blah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Skirt.
Oh, God,
I can't have two apps open at the same time on this phone.
I don't remember this one.
DJ, two apps.
Yeah, I don't know this. I'm not.
Wait,
I'm going to say.
It. No. Keep it. I feel like
we're already 20 seconds into a 50 second song.
You got to let it build. Like some fucking
it
Timbaland.
Sounds like a rap battle.
Like some Timbaland songs.
But like the second half of every like measure didn't have like a beat. Now it does.
I'm not a music nerd.
I like
boob.
It as it's building. I like it as it's
boob?
Building.
Boob.
It takes a second to build.
Boob.
That.
Boob.
Are you saying boo or boo earns? All right. This is Ronnie Shanny. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Real likes horns, this person.
Big jazz man.
Big jazz boy.
Jasmine.
Jasmine. Beats by Jasmine.
This has a lot going on.
It's got a real, like...
Yeah, this is like the Locust making rap.
I was thinking, like, 808 State doing hip-hop.
I don't know that one.
It's an 80s electronic music. I'm not just into 80s electronic shit.
Yeah,
but they're
geez.
An electronic group from the 80s.
Okay, of the three, I'd say
there's
let's
only
choose...
three.
No, there's
like
a few
six.
Other ones.
What's the final?
You didn't
mix.
Play the best ones.
I want to download them, you fucking weirdo.
I download them.
You
got
said...
time.
All right, why
we
are we yelling
time.
Over each other?
Because I want to know saying... what final mix is.
Yeah, there's way better.
Literally,
you
like
the three.
All right.
I liked them, Mason. I'm sorry.
Do we need a talking
M
stick
Stoops.
For the?
Yeah. Do we?
George,
we
just
the talking stick.
All right, this is final mix.
See now.
Okay.
I like this one.
Send them in better formats next time.
Are you sure
yeah,
this isn't
good.
An atmosphere beat?
I mean... Wait, if we say something ridiculing this music, who are we making fun of?
Brother.
My brother.
Oh,
but you
fine.
Can say whatever. He's a friend of the show.
That's fine.
He tried to defend Attack of the Clones, so like, he earned this.
I like that beat.
I like that beat.
But I also like Atmosphere, so it's. I know you.
Is that actually an Atmosphere sample?
It sounds like it. It sounds like early Atmosphere.
Okay.
Look, I don't know what to tell you.
I liked that beat until you started saying that it sounded like Atmosphere.
Well, then fine. It doesn't sound like Atmosphere. Does that
right.
make you feel better?
Yes,
we're not
it does.
Picking
I like
the beat.
That beat.
What's the other one? Do you have more than four?
Wow, everyone's so aggressive. Like, I didn't think this episode would be so contentious.
Oh, no. Well, that's the way your SEP raps is.
We're full on aggressive.
George is learning the
This is
culture
blue magic.
Rap. You got to feel the right beat.
Yeah.
You got to feel the right beat.
The beginning of Robot Rock.
Some kind of. Trump. Make America great again because I'm fucking sad. I'm self-conscious, but I'm also super egotistical and I love myself.
Why don't you like me? Why don't you
like
me? Why don't you
like
me?
He's a superhero, but he's the most boring superhero. But I
what I do wrong? What I do wrong?
And I make a beat in a fucking dome.
Open my
slavery's an option.
Zero, zero, zero.
Slavery's an option.
Zero, zero.
Slavery's a choice. Slavery's a choice. What I do wrong?
Make Kanye great again.
All right.
Yeezys for everyone.
You're such a
This is my girl text. I think after this one, we'll make a decision.
Okay, final.
How many more do you have?
There's just a few more, but we'll make a decision after this one.
If we need
we'll
to
do
keep
one
going.
Song after this,
okay.
And then we'll do another song later.
Okay.
What?
We're just going to freestyle. We're just going to fucking improv this, dude.
Hey, man, your show.
Your show. Right. We're just here as guests.
Yeah, we know what we're doing.
I know, I can tell.
Yes.
We know. It's very interesting.
We know.
Having all the beats not downloaded, you have to wait for them. It's a suspense building atmosphere,
granted,
and I get it.
Granted, I sent these beats to George 42 minutes before we started recording.
I mean, that's, you know.
That's enough time.
That's 41 minutes more than you need to download. We're not downloading from Kazaa. It doesn't take 3 hours.
Speak
yeah.
for yourself. I have the LimeWire
it's,
app.
Oh, okay. It's not like he had to sit up, like he worked all day and had to sit up all these microphones.
Oh, God.
Oh, I like sarcasm making me feel good. My girl text.
What's the last word?
Girl text, one word.
Like a phone
T-E-X.
Text? Oh.
Can you just show me the text? I can't make heads or tails of how it's... okay.
This makes me want to make rap some real, like, sad shit.
I feel like this is a good beat for someone who plays drums.
Oh, big time.
Like, this
yeah.
is
yeah,
time
really
signature.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
You can tell the drums.
It's interesting, but, like, the time signature is not right in my brain. Like, I know it works.
It's 4-4. But
right.
It's just the 2 and 4 happening on
right.
2 and 4. Yeah.
Of course.
I'm not, like, a music... like, I'm not a music. I can't explain those kind of things, but...
Where you're expecting just the...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're happening late.
George thinks water's spicy.
Devin, stop talking about white people like that.
That was the greatest discovery of this whole place. I had so much fun with that.
All right, so we're going to... what do you think we should do? I'm going to give it to you two. Of the, what, 4 or 5 beats that we listened to, what is the beat you think we should do?
I liked the last one. I like the atmosphere beat.
Yeah, I think the
atmosphere
that
fun.
Beat would probably be like pretty man.
So that was a...
Yeah. Because I'm more
if atmosphere can rap over it,
easiest
fucking
to write
anybody
to.
He's like the cake of rapping. Like he just talks through half of it.
Does that cake got a knife in it?
Yeah, it does. More off podcast jokes. Perfect.
You gotta be a real fan.
You gotta be a real fan. You gotta be in the building.
You have to be my friend and talk to me and ask me specifically about this.
About cakes.
I don't know rap.
I think the atmosphere beat would probably be ideal to use.
Blue magic, I believe.
I don't know what kind of magic you're into.
Motherfucker.
I don't ask questions when it comes to magic.
I'm a Blue Monday man.
I'm a Blue Wave man.
I'm a Red Wall.
A Red Wallman.
So this one?
I think it was one before this.
Wait, oh yeah, this is the Kanye one. No, not this one.
Build that wall.
Slavery's an option. It's a choice.
Brett Kavanaugh, like a real fun guy.
Hanging out
take
with
him to your beach parties.
My nigga Tobe.
And Squee.
Got a couple brewskis.
So this one?
I think this one. You can take it a lot of directions.
I'm going to give it to you guys in terms of topics. So I basically...
what we do every week on this show.
Right, every week.
Yes. Yeah, every week, yeah.
In ASAP Raps, the name I definitely know I'm
actually,
saying right.
Most definitely.
It's a bi-weekly. They write two raps every week. We write two raps
every week. You write two raps
two
every
raps
week.
Every week, yeah.
Every week, yeah. It's a marathon. It's
doing five beats a day for three summers.
Okay, just go drop out of college, all right?
Yeah, I knew you'd get that.
I'm gonna have you both say one word.
Ooh.
And then we're gonna rap
each other while we're saying
mind meld?
You wanna do a mind meld?
And then you and I are just gonna go. Okay?
All right.
You're gonna say his word?
Wait, it's gonna be freestyle?
Wait.
Yeah, we're just gonna go.
Oh shit.
Or what if we mind meld? Whatever
this
we
gonna
meld
take
on
forever.
You guys freestyle on. All right, I like
what do you mean?
All
right.
Never mind.
You guys never seen a mind meld before?
Mm-mm.
Actually, I'll save. I have an idea I want to save for later.
That's fine. Let's do your idea first.
Okay,
so you say a word. Later.
He's gonna. So Kyle says a word. Devin's gonna to rap to that word.
Okay.
Stoops is gonna say a word. I'm gonna rap to that word. And we'll just do a verse or two. It doesn't have to be like super long.
Does it have to be based around that word, like a whole song?
I would say a jumping off point.
It could just be an end rhyme.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
If you want to do a whole thing on the word, or if you want to just say the word,
whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. However it works.
Okay. My word is fort.
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 Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Feel like LeBron when I'm on the court, y'all. Cause I'm building a fort with a pillow fort when I'm dunking and I'm plunking and I'm plunking all my classes cause I'm not that smart in school. Cause I got some issues. I got bad teachers. I got a lot of people trying to fucking make money off my sneakers. That took a second longer than I wanted it to, but it's okay cause I'm comfy laying on these pillows in my fort and I'm empty, dumpty with my motherfucking. Terrible. I'm terrible at fucking freestyling. This is awful. All
right.
You guys are embarrassing me.
Restart the beat.
Yeah. No, let's go for it.
Okay, go for it.
Treasure.
Treasure?
Treasure.
That's the hardest.
Hey, let me,
wow. I gave him one syllable. I was being nice. Look at that, Bob.
I feel like we have to do rounds of this.
Treasure. Measure. Fesher. Sesher. I love my treasure. My treasure is my booty. Booty? Tootie? I like my booty. Booty? I love my tootie. Tootie fruity. Booty tootie. Sooty? Oh.
Well, I guess you have to stop.
I win by default.
That was like, are your influences like Lil Pump? And we just don't know. It's just like word.
Yep.
It's like word association.
We did a mumble rap episode, and I won the mumbles.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
I can't compete with those fucking lyrical skills.
Yeah, no, I don't blame
right.
you.
Okay. Well, do you guys want to try it, or do you want us to keep going?
Do you want to do it?
I mean, we can.
I'm not.
I'm not a freestyler. I am a second shotter, personally.
That's fair.
I mean, it shows from DJ.
You're not as good as me.
I know. If you guys don't want to, like.
No, I feel like, you know what?
I mean, if you're girls, it's like, you're definitely not
I'm,
girls.
I'm down to do it.
I'm down to clown.
I was going to say that, too.
Okay. Aw.
Do you want to do like a?
That's a good rhyme right there.
Do you want to try to go back and forth and try it?
Okay, so how about we do? We'll first start off with doing eight bars, but you do the first line of the. So it's like you, then me, you, then me, you. Then
okay.
Me. So I'm always trying to rhyme yours, and then we'll do another eight where I come up with the first line, and then you.
Okay.
So this is like Beastie Boys of freestyling.
Yes. Because we're both not good at freestyling, so maybe if we do it together...
Maybe this is the missing piece in our
logic
life.
Is flawless.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Why wouldn't it work?
The Freestie Boys.
You just needed a good beat.
I feel like I have to turn and like look at you a little more so I see what you're all about over here. You're not going to look at me. I see how that
no,
is.
No, I had to give G Dunn over there a look to let him know I'm done, G.
Garth Dunn.
Oh, shit.
So the first word is balderdash.
All right.
Just kidding, guys.
Yeah, cool. No, that's fine.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's chess set. No, it's Monopoly. No, it's
Zenith. We can do Boulder Dash.
No. Well, here, how about this? So the first word, you'll get the first word, and then at a minute, because the song's only 2 minutes long, so at a minute, I'll raise my finger.
You'll raise your fingy?
I'll let you guys finish whatever
line. No, you can't do that.
You can't stop the music.
All right,
you got to keep it going natural.
I want to have fun, too.
Well, we can restart the beat.
Okay, Jiminy Glick. Jesus.
I was doing more of a Stewart.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
All right.
Now, when you're rapping... Well, that's good, but... now, let me ask you this.
Give me a word.
Devin, you go.
The word is... I'm so bad at freestyling. I think of one word.
Just like a word.
Three. The word is...
Two.
I see you looking around like you're Kaiser Soze. And I
don't... T-shirt.
No, the word...
Labatt Zeppelin.
The word is... Bargley.
What?
Bargley?
No.
Bargley.
No, it's got to be a real word.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does bargley mean? I want the definition.
All right, Devin.
Just because you guys don't have a
the word is
expanded
pig.
Vocabulary.
Pig. Oh, okay.
Pig.
No.
Pig.
I get the word.
Pig?
P-I-G.
P-I-G.
Okay, fine,
okay.
Devin. Pick an actual good word then.
Fine.
Do the podcast right.
Fine. Pollunks.
I hate you. We're doing pig.
Pig, okay.
All right, so I go first?
Yeah. And then.
Someone hand me a beer real quick before I start this.
Okay.
Doesn't matter which one.
You're going to need something to... quench that thirst with the fire we're going to be spitting, and then it's going to get really hot in here, and you're going to be like,
Oh, damn.
I need something to drink.
I need some Laguntas.
And it's that sort of economy of words you're about to experience.
The economy of words is my new album title. I can't wait. All right, play this.
All right, here we go.
So I start, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome to my farm, I got a bunch of pigs.
In that meat, you know, we're gonna dig.
Into the ground, you know, that is hard.
You know, we like pig lard.
Yeah, I put it on my sandwiches.
Yo, I got enough for all these bitches.
Yeah, because they're fine ladies.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I take them out too many dates.
And, you know, I'm first rate.
Can't escape the movie theater. I was thinking dates and how you go to like the movies.
Yeah, no, but then I was
like,
thinking theater. And
going to Chili's, getting those nachos.
Yo, the ladies love how I'm macho.
Yeah, they get the extra jalapenos.
And yo, you know they're never gonna say no.
Whoa, yeah, I'm getting those smooches.
Yeah, and right in their cooches.
Yeah. You better believe it, son.
Hey, I ain't even G done.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh.
All right. All right. Show me this other grid idea.
That's pretty good.
Well, I was going to go off of that, basically.
Do you guys do a rap podcast?
No.
Who would do that?
That's fucking stupid. That's for idiots.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Who does that?
Yeah. Like,
what you guys do is art. Well, that's fine. I get it. It's very hard.
Yeah, because we do that, and you were just as good as we were at freestyling.
I'm getting it. Hold on. I'm just fucking tapping my phone.
Oh, sorry. I might accidentally unlock it.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's like three fucking unlocks.
There we go. I tapped it like
six
times.
Wow, delays are cool.
Oh, because it turns off when you tap it twice.
So you gotta tap it three times.
Okay, right. So it's gonna be like short and sweet.
Oh, I just have a repeat button. I'm learning things today.
That sounds awful.
Okay, so my idea was that we could have basically shotgun. So we'd have the beat.
Okay.
And one of us would just point, say a word, and you'd rap about that, do a line,
okay,
two lines, then point to another person. So even like if it's a telephone. So like at the end of the last word you say,
mm-hmm,
is the first word they're supposed to say.
Okay.
And just see how long we can keep this going.
Okay.
The last word you say.
So like if I say I'm walking down the street, street is the first word you're supposed to say.
Streetwise is what.
And all you got to do is point to the person. All
right.
Okay.
Point. Everyone's got their pointer fingers.
I feel like that might bite us in the ass, but I'm
of
okay.
Of course.
Can we try this without a beat? Or do you?
Yeah.
Are you super committed to it being?
No,
a
I don't
beat?
Care. Let's do it. It's basically just an improv game.
Let's do a Mario Party, you know, preview round before the mini game. Like you get to try out the game. So let's do it.
Who
wants to start? I'll start if you want.
Okay.
That's fine.
I mean, it's your show, man.
Yeah, it is your show. We're just lovely guests who are doing our best.
Just going clockwise order, or we got to pick.
No,
a
point.
Person.
Yeah, just pick whoever you want.
That makes it very difficult because you got to think of something for every.
Devin, we don't need your dodgeball flashbacks right now.
Just pay attention.
Just don't think.
And just don't think,
man. Make like Del Close and don't think.
Don't think. Wow, good ref.
Yeah, just watch Don't Think Twice or whatever that movie was.
Yeah, that was that's what it was called. Good job.
All right, so we'll just do we'll do clock words or whatever right now.
Clock words.
So only we're only allowed to use clock words.
This is clock words orange.
Orange, forange, gorange, George, torange. My dad is a really nice guy.
Guy is the name. Do they have to rhyme or?
Yeah, do whatever the fuck you want. Who cares? Like,
yeah.
Have you listened to what I just said?
But then all
guy's Kyle's dad, and I hope he doesn't die.
Dying isn't cool because you want to live forever. Everyone knows that got a cool sweater.
Sweaters.
Oh, my God.
The guy who wants to rap the most on this show ever.
Sweaters keep me warm. Sweaters keep me sweaty. Sweaters keep me better when I'm all up in that wetty.
You gonna point to somebody, or are you just gonna keep going?
I'm not done, George.
Weddy, Hetty, Letty Lamar, Hetty, who? What? I'm a car.
Cars drive on the roads. Everyone knows my favorite Mario character is Toad.
Toad. Toad in the streets and frog in the sheets. You know, ladies love me when I'm croaking on these beets.
Beets are very healthy foods. You can find them in the woods.
Oh, Grandpa's rapping again.
He needs his milk of magnesia.
Do you guys realize we start off in the word die, and the last word is supposed to be the same word as the first word of the previous person. So all these words rhyme.
You're overthinking this.
What? No, you're overthinking this.
Doesn't have to rhyme.
No, it's open
Regina
source.
Spector doesn't rhyme.
Toad doesn't rhyme with die.
Rhymes with chode.
That is true. Yeah, good point. No, that's...
I would like to welcome Chode in its first appearance in this episode.
I rest my case.
Wow. You guys are really good rappers.
Thank you. We've been doing this a long time.
I cannot believe that this has been so underground.
Well, how do you guys feel about that?
I can't believe
you guys
aren't popular.
I know.
Because we didn't sell out.
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah, not like us. We have Ace Hardware ads. So it's been pretty fucking
We have O'Reilly's Auto Parts sometimes.
Yeah. Shit, we did sell out.
O'Reilly's.
Auto Parts.
Riley's Auto Parts. They make
Do
me
they
fart.
End it like that?
No, that's Liberty.
Ah, damn it.
Liberty's in Solon. No, they're not in Solon anymore.
Liberty's in Aurora.
Bedford.
Parma Heights.
Vermilion.
No, there's another one now, too.
Yeah, there's one in Independence, I
Independence.
Think.
Independence.
Middleburg Heights, maybe.
Brooklyn Heights, Cuyahoga Heights.
Let's do more local Homestead car references.
Homestead Falls.
Bob Serpentini denied that. Remember that episode of that commercial back during 9/11 when Bob Serpentini just came on as a commercial? It wasn't a car commercial. He was just like, I'm Bob Serpentini. We got to get those bastards by my cars.
Are you kidding me?
That was
me?
It was ridiculous. You remember Bob Serpentini?
No.
You
know, I know of him. I know
of he's like a very conservative
his work in Ford.
Ford dealer yeah. around here. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. A Ford dealer is conservative?
I know, right?
Come on.
I'm not believing this.
But around 9/11...
So, like, before 9/11? So he predicted 9/11? Is that what you're saying right now?
Yeah, I mean, this is very important. Is it before?
You can 9/11, say, give or take.
9/11. Give or take a 9/6 or a 9/7.
Yeah, no big deal.
9/11-ish. Yeah. That's Michael Moore's new documentary.
plus or minus 3 9/3s.
Yeah. What's the over-under on that? That's fine.
No, but he did these commercials like right after 9/11 where he was like, I'm Bob Serpentini. We got to get those bastards. We got to fucking take care. You know, like he was just.
Was he cussing?
Yes. No, but he was just spouting all this
like,
American
those
rhetoric.
Motherfucking pieces of shit. We're going to fucking jam guns up their butthole.
With my Ford trucks. Yeah. Buy the Ford.
I'm going to donate one Ford truck to whoever kills Bin Laden.
You get a goddamn parade in my Ford Tundra.
No, but you're just doing like rhetoric of like we gotta get those bastards kind of thing, but never said anything. And then it's just the commercials like Bob Serpentini.
I can't like literally when I get home, I'm going to look at these commercials. I'm very excited.
I don't know if they're on YouTube. They might be. Still,
I'm sure
but,
they
like,
have to be on YouTube
Bob
somewhere.
Bob Serpentini's in your mom.
All right. Well, how do you guys feel about my game? Do you guys want to do that or?
It's only for the.
I mean, didn't we just do it?
Local.
Well, I mean, with a B.
Or are you talking about making patriotic? Vitriolic ad.
Do
you want to make patriotic raps? Like Good. A Toby Keith of raps?
Oh, shit.
Or Garth Brooks of raps?
They are making country raps now.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'm
what? Don't
I'm
you dare say
timber,
that.
I'm going down.
Let's make tonight be well remembered. Oh, you better dance.
Don't I drink like the course until the mountains are blue.
Is that really a song?
It's in Pontoon by, what's the name of that group? Is that Florida Georgia Line?
I don't know.
I really was just...
mouthing the words along with me.
Yes.
This world is on fire, and I hate it. I'm going to let it burn.
Save big money at Menards.
Has anyone been to a Menards? I've never been to a Menards before.
I'm strictly a Home Depot man myself.
Yeah, I like the Lowe's.
I love Menards.
Today.
That's good.
Menards.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Mark Norton Furniture didn't do a 9/11 ad. Where he just fights.
No, he did a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, he just like fights terrorists with his tiger.
Yeah, his would have been, I'm going to find Bin Laden. You will not see me at the store anymore, for I have gone to find Bin Laden.
I'm not around anymore. Please do not ask for my name or my Mark Norton discount.
If you are seeing
you
this
will
commercial,
not
it is because I have died in my search for Bin Laden.
Well, I know we just found our web series about it.
Well, there was that guy who actually like kind of did that. There was a Nick Cage movie about it. I forgot
what
it's
called.
Oh,
right. I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And
it
was a real guy.
I think it's called The Search for Bin Laden or something.
I think
like
so.
That.
And the guy like actually like went nuts and tried to go.
It's called
fight.
Zero Dark 30.
Yeah. Chris Pratt just started working out for
something.
Yeah.
And then he got a ponytail. It was great. I recommend it. It was very Nick Cage. So.
I love Nick Cage. I still got to see Mandy. I haven't seen Mandy.
Oh,
yet.
It's good.
So yeah, you guys want to rap?
Sure.
Let's do one more rap.
Yeah, let's do, so do you want to do the game or do you guys want to just I don't care. Okay.
No,
what are you feeling?
Your podcast. We are guests on your podcast.
That's fair.
Do what you got to do.
I say, because
is
I don't
that
know
ukulele?
I've been referencing Comedy Bang Bang throughout.
Okay, cool. You're dropping those mad refs.
Yeah.
That no one's
and
getting.
And I've so always deep wanted to do Song Olympics.
Song Olympics? You don't want to do the rap challenge?
Song Olympic Song Challenge.
I like that you bring up Comedy Bang Bang, and the thing is a segment where they have a segment about rapping. But you choose
but you
the song
do the
Olympics.
One that involves mostly show tunes.
Well, then you'd have to get the specific. No, it could be any song. It could be rap songs.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Mostly show tunes when
Olympic
they do that.
It could be Olympic rap song challenge. Something entirely new. Something entirely created.
All right. Well, we don't need a beat for that.
Tonight.
So.
All right.
You're going to start this. And then, so basically, if
we
you guys.
We are young. We're gonna set this world on fire.
Fireman, fire for fireman. I got that fire, I'm hollering. I got the fire coming down. And you can spark it up and I'ma put you out.
You gotta sing songs people know, Devin.
You can spark it up and I'ma put you. Nobody knows Lil Wayne. Sorry.
I don't know that one. Sorry.
Well, no, I mean, you just keep on going, and then we just pick up from that.
Put you right out.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. He mess, he mess. Spend the next week's cash. He fast. And I don't even need a G-pass. I'm past that. I'm passing them out now. And you can't have that.
Is he talking about, like, a Google device, a G-pass?
No, a pass to be a gangster.
Oh, I thought it was, like, a Google thing.
Yeah, we lost that thread.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's start it for real, though.
Okay, so explain.
I think the thing is that I think it's easier with, like, sung songs.
Yeah, with raps, it's not
because,
as easy.
Because, yeah, I mean, I was trying to think of, like, a rap I could go on
pass
for more than, like, four bars.
Yeah.
I just don't
memorize
other people's
shit. Cash, money.
I mean, we could do the Olympic Song Challenge. It doesn't have to be rap, but, like.
I mean, you could incorporate
I think I know what game you guys are talking about now.
Oh, you
didn't know. It's all the Ben Schwartz. The solo bolo stuff. That's what
it's
all from.
It's you sing a song, something. It's like word. It's song association.
I am not throwing basically away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains but no polish. I gotta holler just to get heard with every word. I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough. A shining piece of coal trying to reach my goal.
Just a diamond in the rough.
Okay, so
they won't
yeah
stimulate
no,
and tease me.
Okay.
They can something stimulate and tease. They won't leave in the night. Have no fear that they might desert me. Ba-da-da-ba-ba-ba. Diamonds are forever.
Forever young. I want to be forever young. Do you wanna live forever?
I want this shit forever, man, ever, man, ever, man, ever, man.
You can't just stop if you change a
somebody
song.
Somebody else pick it up.
You said it was forever.
I don't know songs.
You don't have to know the Drake song, but like someone could just pick it up with a different song that has man in it.
I don't even like Drake, I guess.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Let's go, girls.
I'm going out tonight and feeling all right. I'm gonna let it all hang out.
Out on the town. I don't. I'm just making up something.
The best thing about being a woman in a young little hamlet town. Yeah. And there she was, just walking down the street singing.
Ooh, la dee 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 dee.
Clapping her heels and just a rumble her feet. Singing doo-wah dee.
So
look good, look good,
look fine,
look fine,
look good, look fine,
na 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 na
na. I think I'm crazy.
I think I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely.
Yeah.
So, Devin, this is a fun game
maybe
between
you and me.
say?
Do you see what's happening here, Stoops?
Is I think I at one point passed it to myself, but yes.
I think the people who put their belt on after their pants are already on are good at song association.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty bad at it. I don't
do that. I'm pretty goddamn awful at this game.
The other people aren't participating, so maybe you guys should.
I don't think it's a lack of participation.
Maybe you guys should put your pants on before you put your belt on, is what I'm trying to say.
Devin, you misinterpreted my stance in the last episode.
No, you were with Kyle.
Everyone's with Mayor.
You were with the Mayor.
We're all with Mayor.
We're all with Mayor.
I'm gonna start a Twitter poll tomorrow, and we're going to find the truth. Can you do that on Facebook? I'm gonna lose so many friends. I can't wait. Cannot wait to lower my fan base.
You should make a video, a real quick video of you with your pants off, putting your pants off.
That's not against. That's not TOS at all. That's not against terms of service. Not
are those
the least
new sneaks.
Bit. They are new sneaks.
They're nice sneaks.
Thank you. Aww. I've never.
They're
had
really off the wall.
Disclaimer.
Thank
to
you.
I love that Michael Jackson.
I hope you die.
Should we have final thoughts?
I was saying,
yeah, let's go into our final thoughts, and then we'll go out with one of my original songs.
Which one? I mean, there's so many.
Well, I know, of course. It's a surprise.
I love them all.
Okay, so what are your... So let's... Should we do plugs, final thoughts? What are we doing?
Yeah, we'll do some plugs real quick. Okay. You guys have anything you want to talk about real quick? Since you're on our show?
Yeah, I got some.
Oh, that's a good plug.
Thanks.
That's really good.
Well, it sounds like you were getting rid of a plug.
Boing.
December 13th, my new EP is coming out. It's called Sentient Commuters. It'll be available on all digital platforms. And then December 14th at Touch Supper Club from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be DJing. Down in the basement and just doing like a huge dance party thing. Okay. Gonna play the album.
That basement's amazing, by the way.
I've never been.
I agree. I concur. And so, just like in the middle of it, gonna play the EP. It's only like 4 songs long, and the rest of it's just gonna be like some rad-ass dance music.
Just silence.
So come on out, you know. And then you can just find me on Instagram, p.stoops. Twitter at DJ Stoops and pstoops.com.
Pstoops.
I am going to be a guest on Sharapee on November 28th. That is a Wednesday at the Forest City Brewery.
What are you sharing?
The topic is stress. So I'm going to be a guest in that show, helping people with their stress advice.
Devin and I were on the first episode.
Yes,
the first show. Being a white male,
whatever.
What?
Oh shit!
Whoa, that was good. That was good. Wow. We have a new EP coming out whenever that happens, and it's called ASAP Raps. Volume 1.
It's an homage to our favorite podcast.
It's an homage. We just want to let you guys know that
we really
like the program. We really
want to
show that. So how we're going to show that is by making our own EP.
It's fucking mad
to
real.
Show you about that. So that'll be out when...
Mad love.
When
it'll be out
get,
when it's out.
You know, when it's out. So that's how that works. And then you can find me on everything at Mayor Wertz. That is W-E-R-T-Z. Twitter, Facebook, Twitch,
Steam.
Instagram, Steam.
You can watch him burn his oven glove, oven mitts while he's cooking.
Yeah, that was real. That was real bad. That was fun. I made great chili, so fuck you guys. That was the best chili I've had in a long time.
Skyline?
No, but it was better than Skyline. Okay. I will tell you that much. But I'd still eat Skyline.
Was your oven mitt better than Skyline's?
No, it was crunchy though, like it wasn't Skyline. So
I like my crunchy gloves.
But yeah, but yeah, come find me, come hang out. I'm playing games on Twitch and cooking stuff on Twitch and doing a bunch of rap stuff. So that's me.
His name is definitely not Kyle.
Kyle. What do you guys got?
I got the drive-in. It's Black Friday, so November 23rd, I believe. It's at my house, so if you know where I live, just come over. Just
drive your car directly into his living room.
Right.
That makes sense. Will you get me like one of those like speaker boxes I can put in my car?
Yes, gladly.
Speaker box.
International
truck drama.
Okay.
In Slum National.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so George, say,
what movie?
Say I was not friends with you, but I wanted to come to this.
All you got to do is message me. I have the event page on. If you wanted specifically.
No, I don't. I got it.
Wow.
I understand.
That makes sense.
No, but it's, yeah, just message me for my address. I just don't want to put it publicly on Facebook.
I will put it publicly, though.
That's fine. That's, dox me, please.
And I'm going to dox
I've already been doxed on 4chan once.
My job. Oh,
perfect. Have you really?
How'd
they go for you?
No address or anything like that, but like it was a there was a whole thread about me.
I was like, did they call you asking for Battletoads?
No, there was none of my personal information other than my Facebook page.
Well, that's dumb.
Why were they doxing you?
Because I liked an episode of John Oliver. It was weird.
Well, that...
You were asking for it.
Oh, yeah. B.
I mean...
That's fine.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
I know. It's fair. I mean, I got what I was asking for. So.
Yeah, most definitely.
I'm glad I'm not on 4chan. There would be no personal information left undoxed.
I had no idea. Someone just said it to me. I like walked out of a movie. I'm like, I'm on 4chan. Why am I 4chan? No, but we're playing Ninja 3 The Domination, which fucking rules. And Cool as Ice, which is Vanilla Ice's first and pretty much only movie, which also rules.
I mean, we're not including soundtrack? Or
we're not including Ninja Turtles 2, obviously, okay. But that's for obvious reasons.
obviously.
Devin, you got anything?
Not after that.
No, sir.
No, follow and like and whatever. Above Below Entertainment, Above Below ENT on all the social medias. Do I have shit going on? I don't think I have shit going on, honestly, personally.
Okay.
I'm working.
You working for the weekend?
I'm working for the weekend.
Okay, that's
and
cool.
I don't want to be at work. I just want to bang on this mug all day.
I get it.
No, I've been working on the comic. I'm ramping some shit up, trying to get a grant for that shit.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Working with an artist.
Why work for free when you can work for pay?
Yeah, right?
Nice.
What's your comic about?
It is about a lot of shit. Just
is it
learning
about
how to
Garfield?
Is it Garfield hentai?
Is it Garfield hentai?
Have you been slowly
We're
trying to
We're asking for
sell
government
this
money.
We're asking for government money to help me show America how cats get fucked.
You know what? That's what we should do is actually ask the government for money to set up a fundraiser for people who want to write hentai about Garfield.
Yeah.
It's not for hentai, but it's a fundraiser
for the people
who need it.
Who need it. It's important.
And I think there's a lot more of us than...
than you think there is.
Yeah.
Welcome
we're
to 4chan.
We're the silent majority.
Welcome to 4chan.
All right. Well, you guys feel like you're in one of my originals.
An OG? Yeah, I want to hear. I want to hear a George original.
An OGG.
An OGG. Yeah, you know me.
Down with OGG.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening to both Second Shot and ASAP Raps. I have been G Dunn. No. Okay. No one else is gonna top that.
I'm P Stoops.
Okay. I'm Mayor Wirtz.
D New.
All right.
Get Gash.
Showbone.
It's a hit.
Lil Schooner.
Get ready, girls.
What?
Oh. No. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Oh, no. That's how rough fighters roll. Stop. Drop. Shut them down.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.